The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
Oh, that's right. But I can tell you that you're not going to want to sell it or sell it short right now, because although this is the danger zone and we are definitely looking for things that could be trouble.
Danger, danger.
But we always say that New Constructs evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And so David Trainer and I were discussing the fact that maybe at some point we should focus on the other side of the equation.
Here comes the good part.
Yeah, the good part is what you're going to be getting for pretty much the rest of this quarter is the good news. You're going to be hearing about stocks that are attractive.
I'm only in the mood for good news today, Ambassador.
So that's what we're going to be giving you. We're going to be giving you good news. We're going to be giving you ideas that David thinks are good ideas.
Any idea is a good idea, except the not happy ones.
So we hope that this is going to turn out happy for you. That's the challenge for David, is instead of let's go find something that we think is about to crater, let's find something that is your target. Yes, you're in the danger zone because there's dangerous stuff all around. Let's find something that's attractive.
Goody. A challenge.
Yeah.
This is going to be fun.
It is. So if you want to learn more, you go to newconstructs.com, because there you can find out about their methodology and how they evaluate securities on that scale of most attractive to most dangerous. They also blog about their danger zone picks, so you can get more information on anything we talk about. So it's not going to be the danger zone in terms of, wow, bad stock. It's going to be the danger zone and that you don't want to miss out. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
So I did a good job of describing that, right? That for the rest of, say, this quarter at least, we're going to be looking at stocks that they're not on your most dangerous list. They're on the most attractive list.
They are. They may not necessarily be on that portfolio, but they are some of our top picks. And the danger theme, I think it applies also in this way, Chuck. More and more people are coming up to me and saying, hey, you know, this is a really expensive market. I'm afraid it's going to crater. It's hard to find good ideas. So we're helping people navigate the danger of falling for good ideas that aren't really good ideas.
So we're
helping you see the good stuff.
Yep. Find the right ones and avoid the bad ones. So who's in the danger zone this week?
Carter's.
Carter's.
You are so good looking.
Yeah, there you go. There's our attractive sounder. It is so good looking. It's ticker symbol CRI. So why is Carter's so good looking to you right now?
We think this is a hidden gem, and a lot of our picks are going to be hidden gems, names you don't think a lot about. But they're going to be the flip side of what we do in the danger zone a lot. So, for example, we point out a lot of stocks that get overvalued because they're in a hot sector. And some stocks get undervalued when they're in a down sector. Retail's been down a lot, especially clothing retail, really suffered. Everyone talks about the Amazon effect, how you're going to compete with Amazon. And what we see in Carter's is a firm that has embraced online retail, e-commerce. They're partnering with Amazon, so they're working with Amazon. They're embracing the Amazon channel, and they're embracing their own independent channels. They're a multi-channel outlet, and so we think they're well-positioned to continue to grow profits. But we also like, and this is going to be true with all of our long ideas, we believe that the expectations baked into the stock price are the opposite of our traditional danger zone stocks. Instead of being ridiculously high, they're ridiculously low. So you're getting a really strong risk-reward profile. You're getting, I believe, the best diligence that can be provided on a long idea in terms of risk reward.
what kind of upside potential are we talking about here? You know, we always talk about how the numbers are out of whack. So what we have here is a stock where, yes, the numbers are out of whack, but they're out of whack in our favor. So what are the numbers forecasting versus what you think is possible?
You know, I always like to say, well, the current stock price implies they're going to grow profits at 20% compounded annually for 100 years, right? I mean, the ridiculous stuff. This, as you said, is the opposite. The current stock price of about $88 a share implies that Carter's profits will permanently decline by 20%. So the current stock price implies a permanent decline in profits. And if the company's profits just stay the same, right? In other words, the no-growth value of the stock is $109, or 25% upside from the current valuation. If you assume they can maintain their current margins and grow, you know, at least as fast or even slower than what they've done in the past. So, for example, they've grown NOPAT by 16% compounded annually since 2003, right? If they can just grow 5% compounded annually for a decade, it's worth $150, or 72% upside.
Wow. Wow. Obviously, you think it has that potential. It may take a little while, but as you point out, a hidden gem, correct?
Yeah, well, we think the potential is right around the corner, right? Because these guys are not only able to continue to grow revenues, even though same-store traffic is down, right? Because they're going more online and more with partners. So they've done a great job partnering with Amazon and giving Amazon a unique product. They've done a great job of selling through their own store. They're consolidating their stores, so they're getting out of malls and doing sort of multi-purpose direct retail on their own so they can sell both of their core products in one location. And they're also being smart about China. They're not trying to, like, take territory in China. They're partnering with Alibaba and writing an existing distribution channel. So we think we're going to see more growth there. And one last thing, Chuck. These guys have a yield of nearly 7%.
Wow.
1.7% in the dividend, but 4.8% in stock repurchase. That adds up to 6.5%. So nearly 7%. That's more downside protection with already a cheap valuation.
It's Carter's. It's CRI. And
you are so good looking.
It is an attractive stock, and you'd be in the danger zone if you missed it. That's what we're going to be doing in the danger zone basically for the next couple of months. David Trainer, thanks as always for joining us.
Yeah, Chuck, do you mind sending me that sounder? Because I think I'm going to make that the ring for my phone.
Yeah, we could do that. David Trainer is the president of New Constructs. NewConstructs.com for more information. You can check out their blog to learn more about Carter's CRI. The market call is next. Stay tuned. This is Money Life.
I'm not as attractive as I think I am.